Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Streaming on the radio.com app, streaming through our website, 971theticket.com, and video streaming on Twitch now, twitch.tv. We'll have Champ and Chump in a moment. But before we do that, Kang, I want to get your two cents since you're back after a long bout with coronavirus. Glad to have you back. I mean, is it realistic to think Stafford to Dallas? Is it realistic? Is it a call that should be made? Is it a possibility?
Listen, if you ever wanted to trade Matt Stafford, okay, I think timing-wise, this couldn't have worked out any better. I mean, unfortunately for Dak, it is the Cowboys. Jerry Jones, known to make big moves, right? We all know Matt Stafford's from Texas. They could use a long-term quarterback solution. They want to win now. There's a reason why Dak didn't sign a contract this offseason. They just couldn't come to an agreement. Now that he's broken his ankle, honestly, I think that makes things worse for contract negotiations. You know what I mean? I don't know. They're probably going to go even lower than they were before, and Dak's not looking to take a pay cut. They want to win now. Matt Stafford's the guy. Otherwise, you stick with Andy Dalton, Gator, because Ryan Fitzpatrick, yeah, he has these great blow-up games, but what has he really done in his career? I'm not saying Andy Dalton's, you know, head and shoulders above better than him, but he's taken teams to playoffs before. Entire seasons, he's gone through 10-6, 9-7, whatever, taking the Bengals to the playoffs, never won one, but he's done something. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's a great story, but he's a career backup in this league. He's been
I think I might be willing to debate that. Like, I'm starting to jump on board the Ryan Fitzpatrick bandwagon.
It's the personality. It's the beard. It's everything. The guy's a fun guy. Who doesn't like Ryan Fitzpatrick? Because he's harmless.
Well, I like Fun Bobby.
Yeah, well, then he stopped drinking.
Right.
Yeah, he wasn't nearly as fun, though.
This Fitzpatrick thing, there's a reason why he hasn't stuck around anywhere, guys. There's a reason why he's never made a Pro Bowl or threw for 4,000 or 5,000 yards in a year, because he's Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's a backup, you know? If they're going to stick with a guy like that, they might as well just stick with Andy Dalton, who's been there all year long, who knows the playbook, all that stuff.
From that standpoint, you're probably right. If they really want to go for it and have a chance at winning
the
Super Bowl,
if
you want a chance at winning the Super Bowl, you go for Matt Stafford if you're the Dallas Cowboys in the situation that they are in. And I know it sounds crazy because Lions fans are like, what are we talking about? Matt Stafford's he's not good enough. No, he's not good enough here. But
with a running game, with some, you know,
with that division.
That division's horrific.
I mean, leading the division with a losing record.
Someone's gonna host a playoff game from that division.
Right.
Not just make the playoffs, they're gonna host a playoff game. And you look at Stafford's contract, he's only signed through 2022? It's not like they're making this crazy huge commitment. You know, the guy's in his prime right now. This is it. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know.
But if you're Dallas and you see that, okay, so then you have him for the next couple of years, you're giving up on Dak Prescott.
Yeah, well, they could have extended him this past season, but they didn't. They decided to franchise
him. Right. Well, this is what makes this interesting because, okay, you've got a chance to win this year, but you'd have to kind of sell your soul a little bit to do it. Not that it's a bad selling your soul being a bad thing. It's just selling your soul in terms of, we're cutting a deal for the right now and giving up on, you know, long-term with Dak Prescott, unless you can have some sort of, you know,
I almost felt like
undisclosed deal.
Not that they gave up on it, but they really, you know, they had the chance to sign him this offseason. They didn't. They chose to franchise him. I don't know if it was a prove-it year for them or they just weren't comfortable paying him $35, $40 million. But timing-wise, it's perfect for the Lions and the Cowboys. Realistically, Doug, when you mentioned that, I don't know how you can let someone whose job security here, you know, is not set in stone. Like, Bob Quinn might not even be here. Why would he make this move unless they cleared it with him and said, hey, we're not going to let you go, you know?
It comes down to this. Ownership needs to play a role here and basically say, yeah, we want to rebuild, and if you're not going to do it, you're fired.
And
we're not saying you're coming back either. Ownership needs to be proactive here and talk to Bob Quinn about talking to Dallas.
Well, let's be
real. Because You can't let an opportunity like this slip past if you can jumpstart a rebuild with a fantastic move and take advantage. Let's not forget what we're talking about here is Jerry Jones, who's always vulnerable to be taken advantage of on the trade market.
It's true. And if you're talking about, okay, if the Lions are even going to be talking about this move, I don't think Bob Quinn's the guy to make that to talk about it. I think you have to, if I was in charge of the Lions, we'll see what happens on Sunday. And if they lose on Sunday, then immediately after the game, you fire Quinn, you fire Patricia, and whoever you stick in the interim tag for the GM, that person's first call is to Jerry Jones. And let somebody else do it. Because I don't think you empower Bob Quinn to make that move to do anything to let him pad his resume, so to speak. Or I just don't know if that'd be done in good faith with Bob Quinn.
All right. Well, I mean, if that's the case, then we'd looked at it last week. It was Jimmy Ray, right, in the organization that's been an assistant GM that becomes your interim GM to make moves like this. If you don't trust him, then he shouldn't be there. Like, period. The whole idea that the people want to shut down trade talks or shut down any moves because they don't trust Jim, don't trust the GM, then A, he shouldn't be the GM, move on. B, this comes from ownership. Ownership needs to be proactive and aggressive about this. And hey, if Dallas is no interest or doesn't give you says, yeah, we'll give you a third round pick for Matthew Stafford, and you go, okay, no thanks, but you got to at least investigate it, right?
Yep.
You have to.
I would think so.
All right, Champ and Chump. We got to get this in. Champ and Chump of the weekend, who should be singled out for having a great weekend, who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks. I'm going to start my Champ of the weekend is the NBA. I give them credit. They put together this bubble, and they pulled it off with no COVID positives and being able to play games and have not the virus not spread. And, you know, they did their best to keep the players happy in what is a difficult situation. But I credit, when I say the NBA, I talk about the league, and I talk about the players themselves for agreeing to it. They pulled it off. Very impressive. Champ of the weekend.
Yeah, I was impressed with it, too. And, you know, aside from somebody going for chicken wings, it worked out really well. My champ is, and there's a lot of great champs this week, by the way. I went with Mike Brasso. Now, he came in as a pinch hitter in the game on Friday night, played first base after that for the Rays. He got sweet, sweet revenge over Aroldis Chapman with an amazing 10-pitch at-bat that eventually he hits a home run off the hardest thrower in the bigs in the bottom of the eighth inning with the score tied at one. It was about a month ago that Chapman threw intentionally at Brasso's head that had both benches and bullpens empty before calmer heads prevailed, but this was the ultimate FU, because not only did his team win, but they advanced to the ALCS now. That was one hell of a moment, and I watched it live on Friday night, and I loved it.
All right, let's get to our chump nominations. Gator, my chump of the weekend is the LSU offensive line. Did you see the end of their game against Missouri?
I did not.
By chance?
I did not see the end of the game.
Down by four, they get the ball inside 40 seconds to go down to the one-yard line. They ran four plays from the one and did not score. And I decided to go with the O-line. You could do a variety of – because they ran – it had two passes that mixed in there as well. But handed off up the middle twice. Probably should have tried it a third time, if not all four times. But either way, LSU not scoring from the one cost them that game in Missouri. First and goal from the one, and they couldn't stuff it in.
Well, it's a little contrary to what I'm going to call for, because it's actually talking about defense, and I'm talking about defense or lack thereof in the SEC. The SEC defense is my chump of the week.
Let's keep in mind, the game was 45-41.
Well, right, exactly. So my chump is SEC defense. I mean, seriously, what happened to all that speed and thunder that struck fear in an opposition? Ole Miss racked up 647 yards against Bama, who in return put up 723 of their own. 111, 86, 79, 65, and 58. These are the over-under totals for games, because games including Vanderbilt don't really count. But and by the way, Vanderbilt gave up 41 in theirs. The other surprise is that after a shocking LSU in the first week of the season, Mike Leach and Mississippi State can't even score.
Ugh.
They got a safety against Kentucky and lost 24-2. That's crazy. But SEC defense, what the hell, man? You talk about imitating or mimicking the Big 12. They really took it to heart there. Unbelievable. Lots of offense, not a lick of defense. And that Mississippi State, or sorry, the Ole Miss Alabama game was one of the more entertaining games I had a chance to watch, despite the fact there was no defense. But it was awesome because you had Lane Kiffin against Nick Saban, and you know, watching two offenses go at it was great. But you know, the possibility of the first assistant of Saban to beat Saban was tantalizing until it wasn't a possibility.
248-539-9797. Ticket text to the same number. Let's get your champ and chump votes in, as many of them have come in, and we will get to some of those. If you sent one, good chance we're going to read it on the air. And a lot of reaction coming in to, can the Lions actually now move Stafford to Dallas and kickstart a rebuild? And hey, you know what we haven't even had anybody really sound off on is whether or not they should. Like, should they start a rebuild? To your phone calls in a moment, Nick in Belleville writes in, champ Steve Yzerman, will the Wings make the playoffs? No, but Stevie made smart, short-term, sensible signings and guys that are good for the locker room. Chump the Lions. Even on their bye week, they're chumps until Quinn and Patricia are fired. Also, Travis Fulgham says hi. from an unnamed texter, champ Alex Smith just playing football again. Chump Sheila Ford Hamp. Fire Quinn and Patricia already.
Yeah, Alex Smith's stuff was amazing.
It's honest to God, yeah. Like it's so easy to root for that guy.
The Rams did not take it easy on Alex Smith.
No, they sacked him 6 times.
Well, did you see the first sack?
Yeah.
Aaron Donald jumps on his back and is forcing Alex Smith to take a couple steps with 300 pounds on his back. Not nice, man.
It's a brutal profession.
I was expecting some like, hey, let's wrap him up and just hold on to him kind of stuff. Help him up after you take him down. Kind of like, you know, the way Joe Namath was treated towards the end of his career. Guys didn't want to hurt Joe anymore because he was so well respected. None of that for Alex Smith. Alex was a great guy.
Guys, I feel like Alex Smith, when he entered the game, should have went up to the referee and said, hey, don't be afraid to call in the grass. Right, at any moment anyone touches me, just blow the whistle, dude. It's all good. Don't worry. I'll take the loss.
Hilarious. Champ Kang for beating coronavirus. Chump LeBron for his comments about finally starting to get respect.
I want some damn respect.
Well, you got to earn it, Kang, Keller.
I want 97-1 to get some respect. I want Doug to get respect. I want Evan to get respect. I want Gator to get respect. And I want some damn respect.
I almost was waiting for LeBron to go full scale, and nobody thought we could do it. I mean,
we were favored in every game.
Nobody thought we'd win it.
It's an amazing underdog story.
Right. Everybody was picking against us.
I mean, if you come out and simply say, look, this was a real challenge for every team that was in the bubble. You're going against what we know, and you know, some people flourish in the situation, some people don't. But in the end, you know, you're still playing basketball. It was a long grind, and we're happy and fortunate to be champions, and it's great. I mean, you can craft an awesome statement where you're sort of patting yourself on the back without being a jackass. He chose a different route, I guess.
Champ Kang for kicking COVID's ass. Chump the signature course at Treetops and Gaylord for kicking my ass this weekend. That's from George at work.
Nice course.
Champ Steve Yzerman, he's managed to sign a handful of free agents, and he's made Detroit a place where free agents want to come and play. Chump, COVID-19.
That's what the players are saying. They came here because of Steve Yzerman, and that bodes well for them in the future. It helps that Tampa won the Stanley Cup.
The more research I did on this draft, too, I've gone from liking it to loving it.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
To the point where Doug preferred the fourth pick instead of the first overall pick.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know if you heard the sound the ball made and the crack of the bat. It's just different.
The sound of the puck.
I love it. I buy it in completely. All right, guys, let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797.
Marlo is on a cell. Marlo, welcome to 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. Hey. What I want to say is this. Doug, you said management needs to get involved to make this Matt Stafford thing happen.
Said ownership.
Ownership, I'm sorry. If ownership has to get involved to make this happen, then it proves that Bob Quinn is not the man for this job. Bob Quinn should have been on the phone during the first commercial break. He should have saw this as an opportunity to save his job. He should have been on Sheila Hemp's desk with a package right now. I talked to Jerry. This is what Jerry's offering. This is what we're going to do. I will fire Matt Patricia in the morning. Matt Stafford is going to Dallas. He's given us these many picks, and this is how we're going to start our rebuild. If he hasn't done that already, he should be fired.
Well, I mean, first of all, we don't know what he did or didn't do, if he did already contact Dallas. First commercial break. But, I mean, yeah, this is an opportunity that if you want to reshape your organization and start fresh, you can do it. I feel like the floodgates have opened that it's okay to fire your coach now. And in fact, maybe you really should, because two teams are now putting out feelers.
Yeah. Two teams. I know nothing about football, and I came up with this conclusion. You're a GM. Yeah. If you didn't, and I'm not saying he didn't, maybe he did, we don't know. But if you didn't, pack your bags, you need to go.
I like where his head's at.
Yeah, I mean, right? You can.
Yeah, I was thinking about this, that
you can do a lot.
Okay, you know, like obviously we thought that if you're gonna fire Quinn and Patricia, that it was gonna be done before the bye week. You know, that would have been done after the game last Sunday, and it wasn't done. So then we're all like, okay, obviously they're here for at least another week, and here we are preparing for the Jaguars. You've got the NFL gets Tuesdays off, whatever. Here we go, right? No, they can go ahead and fire him today if they wanted to. I realize that they missed an opportunity, but stars don't align up like this all that often. They don't. And with Atlanta going 0-5 and saying, see a Dimitroff, see a Quinn with their general manager and their head coach, you're right, Doug. There's another rooster in a hen house looking for the next coach. They've got to really get on this, and this is a golden opportunity. The stars have aligned for them to find a way to make a complete change in regime. You fire the coach, the GM, and you can trade the quarterback that has had a real nice career here but hasn't been able to take you over and get you over the hump to getting to the playoffs consistently, to win a playoff game. He hasn't done it. Can he do it somewhere else? I, for one, think he can do it somewhere else, and I, for one, certainly think he can do it in Dallas. At least that's the message I would be preaching to Jerry Jones on a phone right now. Do I think it's realistic it's going to happen? No, I don't. I don't think the Lions will, in the way that they're set up right now, I don't think they're going to make a move like this. But do I think that this is the perfect opportunity? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, look, this organization under this regime is really far down a road where they're doing things their way. So whenever the new regime takes over, they're going to need a lot of resources to build. They really are. And, you know, I'm probably the biggest Stafford fan on the station, but I think it's so damaged. I think this team is so damaged, the organization is so damaged, that they need to take advantage of the resources to help kickstart a rebuild, and that includes moving on from Matthew Stafford. And the opportunity is there. Like, I think Stafford can win in this league at the right organization. I think this is the wrong organization, and I don't know if it would be right for really damn near anybody the way it's going, but if they bring in a new regime and can have a bunch of resources to start all over, the reality is in real football towns, you can turn it around quickly. So you always hope that you just make that right hire and you can turn it around quickly. 248-539-9797. Who we got next?
Mike is in Canton. He's next up here, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you, Gator?
Good.
Hey, let me, before the season started, when they decided to keep Patricia and Quinn, I made a vow that I'm a lifelong Lions fan. I'll be 50 years old this year. I made a vow that if they did not find a way to get Trevor Lawrence, that I would no longer be a Lions fan. This is the opportunity. It makes so much sense that Lions ownership won't do it. We know there are three components to having a chance to win a Super Bowl. It's ownership, quarterback, coach. They can get the quarterback. The ownership's going to be the ownership. Like the Fords, don't like the Fords, whatever your stance is on that, the Fords are going to own this team. If they get Trevor Lawrence, then they can even get a coach. They can get a coach. The GM, any GM can make the build from that. Anyone. I mean, it just is, it makes so much sense. It won't happen.
Well, it's not going to be easy to get the top pick overall, which is what you're going to have to do to land Trevor
Lawrence.
They lost
every game without Stafford last year.
No, I know that. But there are some epically bad teams in the NFL this year. They're actually worse than the Lions. However, hang on. But saying that, Mike, I hear you. If the Lions were to trade Stafford to Dallas, presumably, I mean, I have no confidence whatsoever that they're going to win games without Stafford. So they could end up being 1-15 or 2-14, something like that. I could see that. Right. I could absolutely, but they have to trade Stafford in order to make that happen. Now, are the Giants going to win a game? I don't know. Are the Jets going to win a game? I don't know. They're really, both of those teams are really, really bad. But
they both have first-round quarterbacks in the last 2 years.
Yeah,
though, they,
but if you're that, I mean, look at yourself. If you're a fan of the Giants or the Jets and you have the chance to get Trevor Lawrence, would you?
Absolutely.
There you go.
That's why the Lions have to do this, to give themselves a chance.
Just saying, they're not alone. Every team in the league that needs a quarterback is thinking about how much draft capital they can get together to move up to number one to get Trevor Lawrence.
The Jets just lost to a team that they saw trade up in a draft to take a quarterback and then take a quarterback the next year in Arizona. And it's working out reasonably well for Arizona. So,
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.